This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Hump Day Crew.
And it's right here, right now.
Where Bish, Ginny and me talk too. And I, Aday,
will be serving you up some undeniable food.
Anyone want Vegemite?
Yeah.
She is the one we are talking to.
Baby, I'm right here for you.
No need to look for food no more.
Baby, I'm waiting for you.
She keeps coming to us for more. She is filling the market's floor.
Ooh, baby, I'm waiting for you.
She can sing deeper than Bish and me.
If I try her songs, I can only scream.
But she's cooler than frozen peas.
There's some peas back in the deep freeze. And a very good morning to you and I today.
Oh my God, that was better than the food jokes. That was the best. You have to give me a copy of that. Oh, that is the freaking best.
Excuse our singing.
Oh, God. Comments. You have to give me a copy of that. I'm going to play it in New York.
The Hump Day Crew meets Anaya Day. Timbaland
wasn't even involved in this production. Oh,
it was perfect. He's out of a job. Really?
Anaya, welcome to Australia again.
Why, thank you.
How many times have you been to Australia now?
Oh, dear. I think about 12.
Wow. 12. And yeah. You're here for quite a lengthy period of time this time, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm here until March.
Until March.
And you're touring quite a bit here. You've got a few gigs here in Melbourne, which we love you here in Melbourne.
Yes.
Where have you performed at so far? I know you performed at Tea Dance, which was amazing.
Yeah, I did Tea Dance. That was my first gig of the tour, and it was also my birthday. So that was a good kickoff to the beginning of my year. and then I did Rogue, so that was cool. And it was fierce because I only had to do one song.
What song was that?
Natural High.
There you go.
I was like, really? One song? You're kidding. Oh my God. I wish every gig was like this. I did one song and I was finished. I couldn't believe it.
And then you just parted.
No, actually I went back home, had dinner and passed out on the couch.
The life of a superstar.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Now, Tea Dance, where on earth did you get those dances from and where can I find them?
Well, two of them always dance with me when I come to Melbourne, when I come to the market or whatever. They always, Travis and, well, sometimes there's Travis and Claude, but Claude wasn't there. And then we have AJ. He had a new hairdo and things. It's, you know. So they must have, gotten the other people that they dance with and made a big troupe thing happen and made me look really important.
Yes, I noticed the four girls with the rainbow flags.
Did things behind my back.
I noticed you were singing to the crowd and you're pumping the crowd and you're looking back and what are you doing?
I'm like, what's happening? What's happening back there? I just felt waves of swoosh, wind going by. Somebody's doing something behind my back. I wonder what it is. And I tried to peek on the side.
Did you think it was your birthday present?
Well, I was hoping that my birthday present wouldn't be a knock in the head of any sort because I just kept feeling wind.
Never a good place to be. What else do you get up to for your birthday then?
It's really weird because I don't get up really early in the morning, but we got up early in the morning because my two homeboys, they're like my housemates when I'm here. Big up to Murray and Dave. Holla, they're listening. They're at work. They have regular jobs. Well, they took me to breakfast and my friend Joy was here. Joy FM.
Joy.
Joy was here from LA and the boys, they took me to the European for breakfast.
Very nice.
And I had mimosas. And I never drank the day of a gig, but I had my champagne and orange juice and I was happy. And then we went to the shrine and to the botanical garden. Yeah, and then I did my giggy thing there. And then, of course, I went to the market. Holla, Spiro and John, you rock the bells. I went to the market and drank myself into oblivion. And after I did that, I jumped up and down like an idiot until they yelled at everyone and told them to get out of the club. So the guy, the security guy, he didn't have a big voice. He was going, all right, every morning I have to get out. It's the end. Everybody get out.
What sort of
and people were just like,
that?
Whatever. I don't know. It's a jacked up, some kind of dodgy. British Aussie bogan accent. I got the terminology.
Bogan,
yeah. And so they're telling everybody to get out. Nope, everybody's like, yeah, whatever. So I started yelling. I said, you don't have to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here. And all the security guys were putting their fingers in their ears. And I said, what's wrong? I said, you're so loud. And then I went to the bar and I was like, can I have, you know, it's too late to get one more drink, huh? And they said, yeah, we're done.
They're ready to go home.
So I had a great birthday. They were over me.
You are great at accents. You've got to make sure you use
that. I think you're Jamaican there for a second.
I know. I can see that I can do.
All around the world.
Reno with your rubber dub styling.
Ah, yes.
Now, on this weekend, you got a big gig coming up at Pinkalicious.
Yes. Actually, Jenny is the one who referred me to that gig. And I'll big up to Jenny. She rocks the bells.
Thank you.
And yeah, she was like, you should do Pinkalicious. And I was like, what's Pinkalicious? And she told me what it was. And I was like, wow, we should tell Gabby. We told Gabby, and now I'm doing it.
So you're doing a whole bunch of girls. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah, that threw her there, didn't it?
I must point out, when she and I first walked into the studio this morning, Ginny goes to her, oh, I like your boots. I just heard that. I'm sure she said, oh, I like your boobs.
I'm just gearing up for Pinkalicious. Yeah. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, I want to warm the little thing in. I'll be ripe and ready.
You're listening to the Hump Day Crew. We've got a 9 day in the studio. We'll be back with more soon.
Hey, this is Jess Malboy, and you're listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're listening to the Hump Day Crew. 8 minutes to nine. We're joined in the studio by Anaya Day this morning.
Yes.
That's your trademark.
Yes.
Yay, there
we
you
try
are.
To imitate it like we did with your singing. It was just as
oh,
dismal.
You were marvellous.
Thank you. Now, Anaya, you've been in Australia somewhat 12 times, you think, so we reckon you should know Australia pretty well.
Pretty well.
It was Australia Day yesterday, and I went to a citizenship ceremony, and I actually helped that friend study for her citizenship ceremony. We're not going to turn you into Australian just yet, but I've got a few questions from the citizenship thing.
Oh, God.
Now, to work out how well you know Australia, to use it as a benchmark, I'm going to test you against Bish and Ginny as well.
Oh, so, dear.
My first question for all three of you, can any of you tell me what ANZAC stands for? Anaya, do you know what ANZAC stands for?
Australia, New Zealand, Australia, New Zealand, something, something.
Anyone?
I forgot the rest.
Bish and Jenny are looking blank.
Australia, New Zealand, Army Corporation?
Army Corps, pretty good.
Yeah, that's
good.
It.
Yes.
I was going to say that.
Yeah,
but
my mic was off. I couldn't actually. So if you turn my mic on next time, ads, I could.
I didn't want to, you know, totally show
me.
You guys yeah. up because you live here. So I was like, I'll do half.
That's thanks good. For that. That's a charity one.
Well, Bish will be able to help Anaya with this one if she gets a bit stuck. There's a big star on the Australian flag under the Union Jack. What's it called and what does it symbolise?
Ew.
Dave?
Your mate Dave?
Yeah, my mate Dave. It's called Dave, is it?
It's called Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
What's
it called, Anaya?
I knew this too. And yeah. Dave told me.
Funny that.
Dave and Murray took me outside and pointed to the stars and said,
yeah.
Just
which
a couple
way,
of nights ago.
Which way were they looking?
And that's exactly how it sounded.
They were drunk.
So I don't have an answer.
Which way were they looking, do you think?
Oh, yeah. It was, okay, ours is
was it east,
the North
west?
Star. So yours is, no, east. Ours is east. Is it south? No, it's east. Which one is it? Come on, pick one. I have four choices. I can
well,
keep
we
going.
We have the Southern Cross, and then there's one other star there, which is called the Commonwealth Star, which has 7 points and symbolises our 7 states and territories.
Ah, they didn't tell me all that. Yeah, they left that out. Yeah.
How many stars are there on the American flag?
Oh, my God, there are 50.
50 freaking stars,
you know? I think we're trying to make a point.
Probably, more is
another
more.
Question for Anaya.
Okay.
She wants to be Australian.
Why were the emu and kangaroo chosen to be on either side of the Australian coat of arms?
Because they're good eating.
Yes, you can eat them.
Good tucker.
Yeah, I know you can eat them. I wonder why I know that. Someone tried to feed emu to me last year.
Do any of you know why the emu and kangaroo were chosen?
No, actually.
Because they're indigenous to Australia and...
That, plus neither of them can walk backwards.
Are you serious?
So Australia can only go forward.
That's true, because, I mean, think about it. A kangaroo would have to go like this.
Yeah. So luckily they didn't put Michael Jackson on there. Is that why they didn't choose him?
Exactly, yeah.
Moonwalking backwards on the Australian emblem.
Okay, let me make it a little bit easier for you, Anaya. What came over on the convict ships?
Convicts.
Well done!
See?
I was going to say scurvy.
Yeah, that too. And a final one, just to prove that you just didn't fluke that one. The largest gold nugget was found in Australia was the Holtman Nugget, which is found in Hills End, New South Wales, in 1872. What colour was the gold nugget?
I guess it was gold.
Anaya Day knows Australia like no one else.
Well, oh, I'm brilliant.
G'day. You're here. You're
brilliant like that.
Well done. You're a true Australian now, Anaya. Now, Anaya, once again, you're at Pinkalicious this weekend.
Yes. This Saturday. I'll be catching you there because the boys aren't allowed.
No.
I heard they don't let boys in. Isn't that kind of cool sometimes? You know, you get, I know at home, especially in New York, you're standing around in the club and the guys are leaning against the wall, seeking whom they will devour. And then they come by and they, what's up, shorty? And they grab you by the shoulder or the elbow. What's up, shorty? What's popping? And you're like, don't be touching me. Don't be touching me.
Well, there'll be no what's up shorties, what's popping at Pinkalicious, I can tell you that much.
Good. What a relief.
Because you've had a bit of an odd experience with Rubber Dub Starling, haven't
you?
Yeah,
we have. We don't want to revisit that. Yeah, I'm sure you've played that enough.
You've moved on from there.
Oh, yeah.
What else can we expect for 2010 for Anaya Day?
2010. I'm going back to, soulful house and deep house. I'm doing a lot more of that because I think the electro thing, I'm good. I've done enough of it. And I think everybody else is kind of over it too. And I think the house thingy, you know, you get to use more musicians, real musicians and, you know, real instruments. I miss that. You know, I want to get back to the musicality of it and not just making bleeps and beeps and sounds. It was fun for a moment. I think everybody's moving away from it. Even producers and DJs are now using more guitar and more piano licks. And I'm glad to hear that because since I am in music, you know, live music and stuff like that, that's really a relief. I'm so happy.
Any collaborations with anyone planned?
Yes. I'm collaborating with Dwayne Harden, with Ultra Nate, with Robin S. Robin S.'s will be my first one.
Very
yeah.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm. She's already laid her vocals down. I just have to do my part.
Oh, when you've finished tripsing around Australia.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Priorities, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, your latest single, Superstar, is quite a hit. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes. The producer is DJ Nino Iacco. He's Italian. And he was like, so Anaya, I want to do a song with you, another song. And I said, okay. He said, I wanted like this, from here, let the sunshine in. And I said, okay, I can do something similar to that. So then you're my private super. So it's the same chord progressions as Let the Sunshine In. And he was over the moon about, we have a hit. I'm going to do my work. I have to start all over now because your vocals are very strong. And I have to do it over. And he did a new track and then everybody wanted it all of a sudden. I was like, oh, let me find out. I'm a superstar, the private superstar. I wrote it about me. I'm just kidding. I didn't write it about me.
Oh, dear. We've had a range of accents today, haven't we, Anaya?
Jamaican to Italian.
Yes,
to
it's
Bogan.
Because it's English. Early in the morning and I'm delirious.
But beautiful with it.
Anaya Day, you can catch us Saturday at Pinkalicious. Thank you so much for coming and joining us again.
Thank
Anaya.
You. And thank you for not feeding me answer something.
That's right. We've got some outside.
Oh, great.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
So
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.